Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Hello, friends. The Bible is the most practical book that you could ever possess. The principles laid out there are the most practical and fundamental principles of life. In fact, if you follow the principles from youth, you will be the best person that you could ever possibly be. The first and foremost principles of good manners and etiquette is that of kindness and the consideration of others. Jesus said that the second greatest commandment. Now, the first is to love our Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, that we should love our neighbor as ourself. Matthew 22:39. Today I want to talk to you about loving your neighbor in the sense of being a good listener. Listen before you speak has been told to children since the foundation of the world. Don't interrupt, we often tell our children. Look people in the eye and listen carefully. Oftentimes you will even say, look at me while I am talking to you. You probably heard your parents say something like that. This is the way that James would put it. He would say in James 1 and verse number 19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Listening before you speak affords you some of the greatest opportunities in life. In fact, some of the wisest men in the world have been those kind of men who would sit and listen. If you're listening properly, then people will regard you as a friend. You don't have to say anything in a lot of cases just to be somebody's friend if you sit and give them an ear. Some places you go, you have to pay to listen. If you want to go to a concert, you have to pay to listen to their music. If you go to a movie theater, you have to pay to listen to the movie. But the everyday run of people, they will pay you to listen to them. They will pay you in appreciation. They will pay you in popularity. They will pay you in kindness. And some of them will even pay you in wisdom. Now listen, you can make a good swap here. Give them your ear, and they will give you their heart. Give them your ear, and they will give you their praises. Give them your ear, and they will give you some knowledge and some wisdom. Oh, a good listener is not only popular everywhere, but after a while, he might even know something. So be a good listener. Before you speak, make sure that you have chosen to listen. The wise man Solomon, as he stands in the pulpit in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, he says, keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they considered not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore let thy words be few. You see, we need to stop and give consideration to who we are speaking to when we worship. But wouldn't it be nice if we could all be just like Proverbs 14 and 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Proverbs 15 and 23, a man that hath joy by the answer of his mouth and a word spoken in due season. Oh, how good it is. Heaviness, Proverbs 12 and 25, is in the heart of a man that maketh it stoop. But a good word maketh it glad. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. Proverbs 25 and verse number 11. My friends, the Bible is replete with all of these admonitions that we should be slow to speak, but we should be very quick to lend an ear. To counsel somebody sometimes is just to listen to what they have to say. Oh, and remember, my friends, knowing what is right is only a part of having good manners. It's all in the doing. And here's how Jesus, our Lord, would say it. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? I'm sure that maybe your parents have thought at times. I, as a parent, have thought this. Why do you call me Father? Why are you calling me Dad and not listening to the things that I say? So let's be good listeners today, and let's mind our manners. God bless.